Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Carl, and he is the director of Adams County Conservation. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning.
Dan, I noticed that there's a special event coming up really soon, like this Friday, I believe, at Lake Icaria. So let's start out talking about the event. When is it? Where is it? What's going to be going on?
Well, it's actually a two-day event that starts Friday. We start out with Friday night. We got the Cattleman's Barbecue at the Lake Icaria Main Shelter House and a kids' scavenger hunt where they look for coins hidden in the sand on the beach, and then some sand sculpting contests for kids down there that same evening. The marina gives you a short free pontoon ride that evening also, and it's capped off by fireworks show over the lake.
Okay, that sounds like a wonderful evening, and I think you're calling it Lake Icaria at dark. And of course, many of these events are starting while it's still light, but ending up with the fireworks. Have you done the sand sculpting? You know, when I think of sand sculpting, I think of some big California beach with those huge things. But how does it go at Lake Icaria?
It's interesting. They come up with some pretty unique ideas. Kids have a huge imagination when it comes to building stuff out of sand, anything from your traditional sandcastle to maybe something that looks like a monster or a spider.
Now, is this a contest?
Yeah, our concessionaire at the beach, you go down there and register, and they have some small prizes you can do,
okay,
or you can win, but it's mostly just for fun.
Okay, and can parents help, or is this just a kids thing?
I'm not really in charge of that part.
Okay.
I'm sure there is some guidance.
Okay.
I think the kids are supposed to do it mostly themselves.
Okay. Well, it sounds like fun and something that I don't hear going on in other places, so I think it's rather unique to our area to be able to go to Lake Icaria and do sand sculpting. And then the scavenger hunt on the beach again sounds like a whole lot of fun. So you've got a number of things going on for the kids. What else is going on? I think you mentioned pontoon rides.
Yeah, our marina does that from 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening. They'll just take you out from the marina for a short tour of the lake. It lasts, like 10 minutes or so, and then they load up the next group and do the same thing.
Okay.
Do that for a couple hours. So.
Will there be music going on sometime during the evening?
Yeah, we have a DJ at the main picnic area. Randy Cooper does a great job, and he does that during the Cattleman's Barbecue and then during the fireworks itself too.
Okay. Now, Dan, you said some other things are going on the 4th, but before we talk about that, let's talk a little more about Lake Icaria, the size, some of the facility. You've mentioned several things that are available there, the picnic area and so on. How big is Lake Icaria?
The water is 650 acres. With the public land included, it's close to 2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular area this time of year when it warms up with the ski boats and the beaches. We like to think our beach is one of the better ones in southwest Iowa, so it's a highly used area. And our marina guys do a fantastic job down there of getting anything you'd need from gas to bait. So.
And that's located right there. The marina is located very close to the lake.
Yep, it's right on the lake there.
Okay. What about, do you have cabins for rent?
We do. We have 14 cabins. As you can probably assume, the weekends are gone for the summer already. They're pretty popular. So we are doing some work to some of them this fall, getting some more restrooms attached to them, that kind of thing. So got to close down early this year to do some construction.
Yeah, got to maintain those things.
Yes.
And then you mentioned a picnic area.
Yeah, we have what we call a main picnic area that has two larger shelters on it. The shelters are reservable if you call the park office. And then we have a couple more shelters down towards that marina area. And there's several small shelters for day use, for if you just got your family and stuff spread around throughout the park that you can use too. So.
Okay. And what about camping?
Yeah, especially right now, that's pretty popular. We're almost full on the electric for the 4th already. So, we have two campgrounds at the lake. We have some full service sites in each campground and a lot of electric sites. But Yeah, we have one campground that we call Lakeview that's right on the lake, and that's where the cabins are also. And then we have another one that's called Timber Ridge, which is more or less in a timber environment in that one. So both okay. are nice. It just depends on what you want.
Okay. Now, we're visiting with Dan Carl, who's the director of Adams County Conservation, about Lake Icaria. Now, Dan, if somebody wants to find out more, wants to make a reservation, what do they need to do?
All the camping is first come, first serve, so we can't really help you on a reservation for that. But the cabins, I can give you the park office number because, that's the only way you can make a reservation at this point anyway. And that number is 641-322-4793. I should mention next year the cabins, we're going online for reservations for that starting January 5th.
Good.
They go to the website called mycountyparks.com starting January 5th. They'll be able to make their own reservation for the cabins.
That'll make many people happy because that's the way a lot of people live their lives anymore and do it at midnight or 3 in the morning or whenever. It's a handy thing to do. So that sounds really good. Now, let's talk a bit about, what about fishing? I didn't ask about fishing.
Fishing's been really good this year. As most people know, we killed the lake about 10 years ago now and restarted it. The fishing this year is it's been outstanding. And lots of big walleyes and bass and lots of catfish. The crappie spawn was phenomenal. Nice fish, 9 to 12 inches long. Right now it's mostly catfish and bluegill or what. That's that time of year.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay, but fishing year-round. You have ice fishing?
Oh, yeah.
All absolutely. Right, so... Year-round, it's a place you can go, Lake Icaria. Now, we talked a bit about Lake Icaria at dark on July 3rd, Friday night. What's happening on the 4th?
In the morning, we have a youth fishing contest. It starts at 10:30 at the marine area. So if the kids come down about 10 o'clock and get registered, you got to be 12 years and under for that. We give them a little instruction, and then they go fishing around in that bay. And we give out some prizes for, like, the smallest fish, biggest fish, most fish, that kind of deal. And then the 4-H Youth Council will feed them hot dogs and chips for lunch when they're done fishing. So.
All right. Good fishing day. Get kids started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we also have a competitive sand volleyball tournament that morning also on the 4th. Lindsay Wetzel, the longtime Corning volleyball coach, actually does that for us. They're probably sold out on the entries on that, but if you like to watch some good volleyball, they get pretty competitive. It's pretty fun to watch. So,
out there on your beach.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else on the 4th?
The community chamber has their annual flight breakfast there Saturday morning. And at the airport, I never can make it because I'm always working
you're at
here.
The park.
But from what I hear, it's a pretty good deal. They do a good job. So.
Okay, so you know there are many choices for the 4th of July: places to go, places to see, and of course Lake Icaria could be one of them. But I especially like the opportunity, I guess, that you're doing some things on Friday night, the 3rd, to kind of kick off the weekend. And sounds like a really fun weekend there at Lake Icaria.
It should be. We hope the sun stays out and it's nice weather for us.
You know, the prediction I saw looked really good.
Yeah. They've kind of changed it. I was worried the end of last week. I always look ahead to see what it's going to do. And they've kind of backed off on that. So it looks great.
Okay. Remember the life vest, remember your sunscreen, and what about bug repellent? Should we bring that too?
Oh, it's one of them years with all this rain. There's bugs everywhere. So
come prepared, but have a great time, huh?
You bet.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Dan Carl, who's director of Adams County Conservation. And until next time, here's the thought. A happy person is not a person in a certain set of circumstances, but rather a person with a certain set of attitudes.